Naeem Ayemen, co-curatore di System Error, e Christophe Compouche presentano Martyrs, il lavoro site-specific che Lab House Woods ha progettato per il Palazzo delle Papesse.
So just thinking of Libius's work, I was very interested in his past work specifically dealing with reconstruction of post-war cities or cities under tremendous stress. So Sarajevo, of course, is one famous example of his work, you know, also work about San Francisco and Cuba.
Berlin
as well. Yeah. So originally I had thought, you know, that we would show one of those works, especially I was very interested in Sarajevo. And then when we talked to Libius and talked about the concept of a show around, you know, war and humanity's sort of addiction to warfare, you know, he actually, you know, sent an email back saying, well, I would like to do something new. And I remember he said, I hate repeating myself. And you know, that was even more than we expected. Yeah. So we're like, that would be, you know, fantastic.
Now, it's kind of interesting that you said that, because that was actually the time when we started to talk about following one period of time where we initially started to work with each other. Basically, let's put it that way, when Libius Woods brought me onto boat, which was, I think, let me not get it wrong, a year ago in June, when we started to work on a project called System Wien, which happened at the Museum of Applied Arts in Vienna. At that time, dealing with fields and strategies in that way. I think it couldn't have been better to bring the two things together or follow it up in terms of a thought process or thinking process, let's put it that way, with System Error, which is in itself already a very outstanding piece, I would say, as far as what I've seen up to now. I'm not even talking about just a particular work. So I think in this context, being out of context, it would be wrong to underline particular things, because it has something to do with the entire whole, as well as like breaking it up into its bits and parts. And sorry, I can't help myself. I need to. There's like one thing I need to specifically underline, which doesn't go really together with what I just said regarding not bringing one thing out. But of course, I can't just talk about what we worked on, and that takes up space in its very very raw conditions, in its very initial and destroyed conditions in that way,
right?
Which the Matherer, which at the end of the day is the title of the conglomeration of sculpture, which Libius Woods worked on, and we are gonna get to see hopefully tomorrow at 5 o'clock in the morning for the first time.
Right, that's right. It's being installed for the first time at 5 in the morning.
It's gonna. So we see you there at 5 o'clock again, right?
Because
so
we need.
Can
actually,
we move them?
We need people power.
Yeah. No, we are very, very terribly excited. I mean, the pictures probably nobody can see, which I showed earlier. That was the time when you were out on the little camera we're taking this afternoon from the carpenter shop, from the fabrication hall, which we are all terribly excited about. I just, I think it was one and a half hours ago where we got in touch with Libius in New York directly. Mm-hmm. We showed him like some very initial shots, and we are all very, very excited about how the, you know how a project comes together. That one particularly happened with under
time
a kind of unusual time pressure for many, many reasons. Therefore, we are even more excited to have it happen on this topic, which couldn't be better.
Right.
Especially without like being too political at the one hand, at the other hand, we want to be very political. I think happening with involvement of people from all over the place. I do even think particularly, I mean, I just directly came from the US to Siena in with like Libius in the back, so to say, to make this happening in Siena. And I think that's a, I mean, as you did actually, right? That's a very, very important fit to it, let's put it that way, to have the US involvement.
I was going to jump in and add another thing, which is just speaking about the process.
Yeah.
It's really interesting to talk about that. And also, I think that's very much about the sort of way communications work and how art projects work now. I mean, I've known Libius's work for a long time, and his book, Radical Reconstruction, is really, you know, one of my favorite, very influential pieces. And then I've seen him speak at public forums in New York and always been very impressed with the way he verbalizes his ideas, as well as, of course, his work itself. And so was always interested in having the work. And then we're talking only over email, because Lorenzo is sending an idea by email from Siena. I'm looking at it, then I'm emailing Libius. Libius is including Christoph, and everything is happening over email. But then Libius goes and draws the things on paper, because he still uses, you know, paper. But then also there's computer animation, you know, rendering, as you did. And then we're sending it back and forth, but everything is over email. You know, then it's being built in a workshop here in Siena. But, you know, there's this interesting sort of suspension of belief, because no one is seeing the work. I mean, Libius doesn't see the work. It's long distance. You know, he sends Christoph. Christoph sees the work in the workshop. You know, we took some photographs on my cell phone, and then we emailed them to Libius. You know, he's looking at the pictures, and he's getting a sense of how it's going. He's sending instructions. You know, it's very, you know, it's very much the way these things sort of happen. And, you know, the whole show is going to happen. It's going to be put up. And in some ways, you know, Libius has obviously a lot of faith in you, because you're his eyes. And it's really interesting to see, because when we walked into the workshop yesterday, the pieces were very raw. And tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. when we bring it in, you know, it'll be a little less raw. There'll be paint, but still a lot of unfinished pieces. And I think there's going to be people who see the work finally on opening night, you know, they're getting a very different experience from us who are watching it all the way through and just sort of seeing it all come together. And even in such a technology obsessed age, you know, this is still being done, you know, using very traditional materials, you know, wood, paint, you know.
I mean, in that case, to be honest, I think the materiality hasn't been, I mean, the appearance is a very, very important one to us. But it's really not about the image, because we would have done projections if we would have believed into the image or in the image. We were really interested in the space, the site specificity of Palazzo della Papesa. That's why we took on quite a hassle to make that happening at the end of the day. I mean, as you said, what I like very much is the kind of field or network condition you just mentioned and talked about.
How people
work together and how one makes those things happening. That's what space is, that's what architecture is at the end of our days. And still, no matter of how many, I mean, we did like, we use webcams, we do internet conferences, we have the entire Palazzi digitally. We digitized Libius's original drawings. We build it up in 3Ds. We send it to get like original pricings to different fabricators around the world. I, at that time when we started to work, you were in Mexico, Libius in Manhattan, Lorenzo in Siena, I was in Vienna.
He was in London also.
He was in London. So we were really all over the place. It happened by accident that I, or not by accident, honestly, but by coincidence, let's put it that way, that I came from New York at that time. So we had face-to-face hardcore discussions about the project itself. And then at the end of the day, you bring things together on a certain platform. In our case right now, luckily enough, it's the built platform. So this is a very site-specific thing once again, which just happens for the Palazzo. It's not a repetition of any of Libius's works. It hasn't been done by far in a way like that before. And again, it's very specific on the topic itself. It's built architectural work, and I think I hope I don't forepay something, but this is something we are all very, very proud and very excited about that far. Mm-hmm. We are also very excited about getting the pieces over here tomorrow morning.
Right.
Michelangelo's
David. It's a lot of work also.
Yes, yeah. It has been
structures.
Pretty intense.
I wanted to say something else. I don't know if you talked about Libius in detail before. But I'm very fascinated, obviously, about him as a very original thinker, but also somebody who has broken systems and challenged systems all the time. I mean, if you look at his history, there was a time when he was a traditional architect, in some ways building traditional buildings. And then, you know, famously, he went down to, I believe it was Brazil, for a conference, and he was looking at the favelas and the poverty.
Sao Paulo.
And basically looking at the disjunction between, magnificent buildings that people are creating and the lives of, you know, especially poor people and the total disconnect. And he really stopped building those traditional structures and started really becoming more of a radical theorist and really talking about, you know, different ways of thinking. And of course, our project show is called System Error. So his thinking really influences that. And I really liked actually one thing he said when I saw him speak in New York. You know, especially architecture, but really a lot of things, you know, need a lot of technology. And he was sitting there in front of a room full of architecture students and young people from New York who probably spend, you know, 16 hours a day in front of the computer, as do I. And he was sitting there and he's saying, no, I draw everything by hand. And he said, I don't use Photoshop because when I turn on Photoshop, there are the names of 20 people who designed this software. And I don't want all these people owning my work. And, you know, you could see the whole room sort of getting a shocked expression because, you know, I mean, I use Photoshop all the time. And so if somebody told me tomorrow you can't use Photoshop anymore or you can't use Illustrator, I mean, I don't know what I would do or how I would make my work. And it was just interesting to hear somebody who has been through many things and created many things to just be so willing to say, basically to say, screw the system, I'm going to create my own system and work on my own rules and not follow anybody's rules. And that's also, I think, one of our ideas with this show is to work with and collaborate with people who are actively breaking systems and creating their own networks and ways of working.
One thing it's very important for me to have said at the end of the day is, and I don't care that we are sitting here right now at this spot, but this is a very outstanding show, and it has been, and I'm in that way, I'm pretty confident to talk for Labios as much as I do for myself. It has been an incredible experience to Naim with you and also Lorenzo to really make this thing rock and make this thing work, because that's what it is at the end of the day. It is about the work. That's why we are sitting here. And it's about the content of the work. And that's, I think, outstanding to bring those two things together. Because, I mean, one thing everybody knows, there are a lot of things happening every day in New York, 5,000 a day. I don't, you know, and everywhere around the world, doesn't really matter in terms of like physical location. But particularly, there was one thing which made us participating or made Labios Woods participating. It is one particular show in Siena, in Italy, which made us coming here, which was the belief in your seriousness and the belief in the content of this show. It's in that case, it's about the space, about the content, and about the belief. Thank you.